Hi there. This is Emmanuel calling for the Roundup Help Team on a recorded line.
Hi, Emmanuel. My name's Tesla. I have a Roundup claimant on the line. His name is Rashawn Courtney, and that last name is spelled Courtney.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello there, Rashawn.
How you doing, sir?
I'm
How you
doing.
doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you can participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
You said the subtype?
Yep, they have...
You mean what I actually have?
Yeah, they have T-cell, B-cell, Burkitt...
B-cell.
Okay,
B-cell.
Thank you for confirming that. And it's just the one diagnosis, right?
Yes.
And you're filing for yourself, and then give me the date you were diagnosed.
One second, sir.
Sure. Yeah. Take your time.
The 15th of April on 2021.
Okay. So 4/15/21. And then were you mostly using it at home for work or both?
At home.
Residential use. Okay, I gotcha. Now, did anyone else in that household end up getting sick? Any friends, family, or neighbors, or just yourself?
Just me.
Sure. And then give me the address to where you had the most exposure to the product.
225 Grant, Grant Avenue, and that's Plainfield, Plainfield, New Jersey.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming
and,
that.
The zip code is
07060?
Zip code or no? Yes.
And is that where you live now?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
45, okay. And then about how many years did you use the product?
For 10 years.
10 years? Okay. So then you would have used it for at least over 10 days, and one of those years would have been prior to you getting diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to name off a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'm just going to put no unless you pause me and say that you currently have one of these other ailments. There is hepatitis B, hepatitis C, autoimmune disease, HIV/AIDS, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers requiring chemo. No to all those?
Yeah, it's no. Only thing I had was I had the what
Got
I
it.
Had.
Right,
yeah,
right.
The answer is no.
Okay, and then are you an organ transplant?
A organ transplant?
Uh-huh.
What is that, like a donor?
Not a donor. Have you been transplanted an organ?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then I'm going to verify the spelling of your name. I have your first name, R-A-H-S-J-A-H-N. And then last name Courtney. Is that correct?
Yes.
Should I add a middle initial or no?
If you want, yeah, my middle initial is I.
I, okay, thank you. And then can you confirm your gender?
Mel.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
I'm single.
Okay. And then let me go to the next section here. And so how did you first make a connection between Roundup and your ailment? When did you kind of put two and two together and figure out that the Roundup got you sick? Was it when you saw something online, something on TV, something you read, something a medical professional told you? When did it kind of click?
Well, yeah, I seen the promotions on Google and on the television, but from my symptoms, that's when I knew something was wrong.
Okay, and then when did you kind of start seeing that information online or on TV? Around what date?
I would say maybe like 2000, like 13, 14 around here.
Right, so you would have seen those commercials before, but when after you were diagnosed did you figure it out? Was it also in 21 or was it in 22?
Saying when I figured it out,
Yeah, so after you got
or when I got
diagnosed,
tested,
well, no,
yeah,
no,
the 21 after I got diagnosed.
okay, so we'll put. Okay. Let me put a few days after you got diagnosed, you kind of made that connection then. And then this next question asked for your
Because
height and weight.
five nine, one, I would say maybe 190.
190, okay. And then what would be the best
So
email
were
after?
you saying like, can I ask you a question, sir? Were
Yeah, and
you saying like,
actually,
how long was I sick?
no. So I think
Say
there's a little
about
bit of,
maybe like, I was sick.
wait, hold on one sec. So I think there's a little bit of a lag between us. I'm gonna call you from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So stay on this line till I call you to make sure it connects, okay? I'm calling you on my direct line because there's lag.
Okay.
Yeah, did you pick up the other line? Yep, okay, awesome. So I'm going to hang up the back line here on this direct line on the back.